Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia and its allies in a diplomatic dispute with Qatar said today they would extend by 48 hours a deadline for Qatar to comply with their demands. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed diplomatic and commercial links with Doha on June the 5th, accusing the government of supporting terrorism in an alliance with Iran. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zuna spoke with VOA about the possibility of more sanctions on Doha.
In many respects, the sanctions already imposed are extremely severe in terms of the land, sea, and air blockade, the withdrawal of diplomatic relations, suspending their membership in the Gulf Cooperation Council, which is an important strategic and economic alliance. It's hard to think what additional sanctions could be imposed short of actual war.
Qatar has denied the other Arab nations' accusations and said such terrorism charges are baseless. Syrian state television reports a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square in central Damascus, killing at least 18 people, wounding many more. Syrian security forces said they had pushed a pursuit that is three car bombers, destroying two at the entrance to the city before they could do any damage. French President Emmanuel Macron back in Mali, where he and the so-called G5 Sahel, Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mauritania, and Niger want to form a regional anti-jihadist force. They would bolster the 4,000 French troops and 11,000 UN peacekeepers already operating in the region. This is VOA News.